Okay. I had an audio going with the police officers. I want to start an audio now. I got audio recording. I always audio record when I'm in public. My name's Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. What's your guys' name?
Kyle.
And what are you guys about? Or why'd you stop?
Because we saw it.
And awesome.
Awesome.
Hold on a second. Let me deal with this officer.
For you. Here's this bag for you.
You mean you're not going to arrest me? I'm not a wanted criminal?
I don't have any reason to arrest you.
Oh, all right. All right.
Like I said, just make sure y'all are being safe about it. That's all.
Oh, yeah, officer.
Okay. All right. Y'all have a
Remember what I said about the gospel.
All right. Don't get too hot.
It's a narrow road to eternal life.
Our church is actually doing a thing for first responders.
Oh, okay.
Cody, where are the tracks at?
They're in the blue bag back there. They're September 8th or whatever. You might have gotten it already. It's like a bigger card and it's red and gray. It has like an R in the middle.
I have not seen it.
What, do you have like a first responders day?
Yeah.
Appreciation Day?
Yeah.
That seems to be all the rage. I see everybody doing that.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate it. That's for sure. All the support
we live get. Here over in Casper.
Not sure if you've received one of these yet.
I'm not sure.
These church guys are giving the police officer something about a Heroes First Responders Day.
Okay.
I'll be talking to these guys from this church. What church are you guys with?
Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Lighthouse Baptist Church.
Okay.
If it's not on the website yet, still kind of put it on. Just search for it on.
So what was your name?
My name's Cody.
Cody?
Cody.
Cody.
Kyle Palmer.
Cody and Kyle. Are you on staff at the church? You're not on staff at your religious body. You're just...
Well, what do you mean by on staff? Is part of the staff?
Well, you guys have staff, right? You have pastors. You guys have youth pastors. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're just members.
Yeah. 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 So you asked about why the police were here. That's our vehicle. Don'tperish.com is my ministry. We were parked last night. We camp at Walmarts often. We travel the country and we preach the gospel. And we were parked last night and I saw a big, giant, fancy motorhome roll in with a big, giant cargo trailer on it. And it says Gizmo the Clown on it. And so I looked up his website and Gizmo the Clown likes to talk about God and tell people about God. And he gets paid to make people laugh and dress up in foolish, goofy outfits and do stupid, silly things. So last night him and I text. And I asked him what the gospel was. And he told me, look to Jesus and find a good church. And I said, is that it?
That's
the gospel?
Not as far as I know.
And he said, yes, thank you for letting me talk to you. Have a blessed night. I hope some of your Christian friends help you. And I said, Gizmo, you haven't really helped me. So he's still there this morning. So this morning I called his phone and I said, I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee. And let's talk about the gospel, because you claim the gospel. And I said,
right.
The gospel's more than that. And I gave him what the gospel is. And he said, oh, a meeting isn't going to do any good. And I have to get, no, I'm sorry. I left him a voice message on the phone. He didn't answer. So I pulled over here and told my wife, well, let him see we're here and we'll just park. Well, he was getting ready to go right away within 5 minutes of my phone call. And he walked outside by his motorhome and then he walked back in. I waited till he walked back in so he didn't feel threatened. He was inside his giant motorhome way up high and I walked up and I went like this. He's driving away and I said, Gizmo. He rolled the window down. Don't you want to talk about the gospel? No threat. I'm way down here. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, don't want to talk about it. I got places to be. And I said, so you get paid to make people laugh and drive around his big motorhome, but you don't have 5 minutes to talk about the gospel. Nope. That's right, I gotta go. And he was rolling his window up, and I said, well, I said what I always tell false teachers. And he drove away. I let him drive away. I saw when he was driving, I made a video because I'm going to put him on the internet and expose him. I saw his wife on the phone, and I told my wife, I said, the police will be showing up. Sure enough, the police show up. She goes, you're right, you're fine, you have a First Amendment right. But she said, they said you came running up to their motorhome. And I said... I said, ma'am, I was standing there with my arms up. He's up in his giant motorhome. I said, false teachers lie a lot, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And so that's why. That happens often.
Yeah.
That happens often. And let me share with you this. I don't know what you guys stopped and want to talk about. Oftentimes, we'll go to religious places.
Like
Sunday church.
Right.
And we'll park on public property.
Right.
We don't park in their parking lot.
Because you've had a lot of problems with that?
And we'll stand out with gospel signs. And we don't, I might raise my voice up as people are leaving and say, and talk about the gospel. I lift up my voice, but I'm not like yelling at you.
Right.
If you were 50 feet away, I would talk like this. So, you know, and many of them call the police on us then too.
Well, are you an extremist, do you feel?
Am I a what?
An extremist.
An extremist?
Yeah.
So was Jesus an extremist?
Yes, I know.
I'm a follower of Christ. If he was that, I'm it.
Okay.
Give me your definition of extremist.
What I would say is a lot of people would consider the Westboro
Baptist Church. Okay, so let me ask you a question. You guys have a church. Do you have a sign?
No.
You don't have a sign on your building?
No, on our building, yes, yes.
Okay. I have a sign.
Yeah.
Is that sinful?
No.
Okay.
No,
I hold signs. You guys work anywhere? Does your companies have signs? I hold a sign. So are you guys extremists too?
No, no. Okay. What I mean...
But see, I'm going to challenge that because, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
First place you went was extremists and Westboro Baptist. This is the first place you went. And this is what people do whenever you do what the early disciples in Jesus did. Street preach, hold signs, go to religious places. Did you know Paul went to religious places?
Yeah, I know.
But why do you bring up extremism and Westboro Baptist in that line of biblical thinking?
Okay, hold on. Stop. Calm down. We're not attacking
you. No, but wait.
We're not attacking you.
You brought up extremists.
You're right, but this is going down an angle that neither of us intended.
But I'm asking you why you brought up extremists and who said Westboro Baptist?
I did.
Okay. Because why did you bring up extremists?
Because of the way... yourself.
Really?
Yes.
Preaching the gospel? Do you feel threatened by me right now?
No.
Do you feel physically threatened by me right now? I'm sitting down. You approached me, and I'm aggressive.
Yes. You're aggressive in your words.
Really?
This is amazing. Okay. No,
what did I say is aggressive, Cody?
You're looking for like YouTube views or something? I don't understand.
Do I what?
Why don't you share the gospel then? Instead of
why don't you share the gospel with me? You say I'm being aggressive. You guys share the gospel. Tell me how I find eternal life.
You're not going down the path I'm going down.
You called me an extremist.
I asked if you consider yourself an extremist.
And I said, is Jesus an extremist? And you said yes.
Yes. Okay. There are different types of extremists.
There's
Jesus, right? And then there's extremists, the wrong type of extreme, right?
Okay. So have you tested me to know if I'm extreme in the right or wrong way?
This is what I'm trying to do, but it keeps going down the
gravity. I've tested the Baptist faith, and I know where it is right or wrong.
Okay. I go to church for fellowship, not because they're right or wrong.
Okay. So that's sinful, though, Cody.
Then show me a church that agrees with the actual gospel.
The remnant of God that's scattered all over the world.
Okay, so where can
Where
can we gather?
Did Jesus or Paul compromise on the gospel or God's truth just to have fellowship?
Paul participated in sacrifices in order to get
that was. That wasn't compromise. That was part of the Jewish system. That was the Old Testament.
But that was not part
that
of
wasn't
religion.
Sacrifice. That wasn't compromise.
Not part of Christianity, right?
No.
And during that
he was dealing with Jews and Gentiles. That was totally appropriate. Wouldn't be appropriate for you and I to do that. Are you a Jew?
That's,
no.
That sounds
wouldn't
crazy.
Be appropriate.
He became and participated in their rituals in order to communicate to
the law. It was the law of God. It wasn't their rituals. He never participated with pagan rituals.
And that's the law. That's the way they were interpreting the law at that time, which is why Jesus came and said, you guys...
It was correct. It was correct to do that. It was correct to do that. But what I'm doing, when you say I'm aggressive, what I'm doing is proclaiming the word of God. And when a man makes money off of people and then throws them false gospels, he needs to be addressed.
That guy's not even
he needs to be exposed.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But I feel like, where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay. So how long have you guys been doing this?
So you have a pagan cross hanging on a chain. Do you know that's a pagan symbol?
I do. I understand that this is a pagan symbol.
It's a pagan symbol. See, is that extreme? Jesus never did it.
Everything on earth, everything, including the Bible, can be used for good or bad. Nuclear power can be used to power energy or...
But that has spiritual connotation to it, and the Bible says anything pagan and spiritual we're supposed to avoid. Things of the world are different.
The Bible says that we have the power to change meaning on symbols.
We have the power to change meaning? So what if I had a swastika tattooed on my forehead, and you guys walked up to me?
Okay, that's obviously... Okay, what people consider stuff when they see it, right?
Yep.
An extremist, might consider this bad.
It's unbiblical. Bad is a bad word. It's unbiblical.
Okay.
The Bible says, be holy in all your ways, wearing pagan symbols on your temple if you are born again, wearing pagan symbols on your temple, if God built a temple in Casper, we're in Casper, right, honey? If God built a temple in Casper, would you run up and hang pagan symbols on it?
No,
But that's your temple if you're born again.
I think that this symbol has been changed by society. That this means this is the one symbol we have.
Yeah, it has. You're right. It's been changed. You know what? Girls wear them on their ears. They wear them on their butts. Guys tattoo them on their arms. They've made a mockery of the cross of Christ.
I agree.
You're associated with it, and it's not biblical. Besides, you know this, don't you? And this is just a small matter. If you'd study, you'd know. Jesus didn't die on a cross. Do you know what he died on? If you've ever studied it. Do you know what the word cross in Greek actually means? Stegos. Stake. Picture this light pole, right? It's a pole the Romans had. What did Jesus carry? He didn't carry a cross.
Right.
They nailed him to a cross beam. And when they strung him up, it looked like a cross. Now, you know where the cross got venerated? Why you're wearing that today? You know where it comes from? You know why? You know where it came from? The symbol of the cross.
Yeah,
you know where it came from?
Egypt and stuff like that, yeah.
Roman Catholics. Constantine was the first Roman Catholic, saw two crosses in the sky, said that was a sign, and because of that sign, he merged biblical Christianity at the time with paganism. He merged them together, and he actually made it legal to be a Christian. Before then, they were killing all the Christians.
Yeah.
This is how Christianity became paganized. This is why today you gather in a building. This is why today you have one guy standing in a box. This is why you have lines of seats or pews. This is all handed down from paganism. You don't have any of that in the true New Testament body.
I also know that the Old Testament is what our religion is built off of. Okay? And this is very, Jewish stuff. And that's what Christianity is built off of. So let me ask you, unless you go running down the streets telling people that you're a Christian, how are you supposed to show that you love Jesus and stuff like that?
Go out, find your ministry, and preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Jesus and Paul and John and Peter didn't have to put pagan symbols on their bodies. They went out, and the Bible says, lift up your voice. And that's all I do, is I go out and I lift up my voice, and people get angry in this culture. False teachers call the police when you lift up your voice. He will be exposed on the internet. You go on our website. We do three things. I'm an extremist. I take it. We do three things. We preach the biblical gospel. We teach the New Testament body life, not your Sunday man-made church.
No, hold on. We don't believe those.
And we expose false teachers. Why? Because they're on every corner. The Bible commands me to do all three of those. But I have to put the Baptist faith in with the false teachers because they're teaching you Sunday is the Lord's Day.
What denomination are you supposed to represent?
Hold on. I don't represent any denomination. I'm a born-again Christian of Christ. No organization. Did the early saints have any organization?
No.
A denominational name?
No.
Why do you guys have it?
But that was when the church was being built, though,
right? And so we're supposed to model ourselves. Paul says in 2 Thess 2, keep the traditions I've handed down. You guys have all gone and left and made your own traditions and followed Roman Catholic traditions. And much of what you're doing is built off of also Roman Catholicism and Protestantism. Luther and Calvin. Luther and Calvin, you want to talk about evil extremists.
Right.
Did you know they were both murderous men? But your Protestant evangelical faith is built off of them.
I feel like you're separating the body, though. It also says, and much more importantly,
absolutely separating the body.
We are Christians who came up to Christians to stop something that might, I feel like the nitpicking about the verses is...
Nitpicking? The word of God is nitpicky? The Bible says, Paul says this in... Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 1:10. 1 Corinthians 1:10. He said, first of all, let me ask you a question, one at a time. How many bodies of Christ are there?
One.
Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's one body. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, you got that right. Excellent. He says, be united. Be of one mind, all speaking the same things. You're a Baptist? We do not speak the same things and we're not united.
Exactly.
Okay. And then Paul says in Romans 16:17, one more thing. Romans 16:17, mark those who cause divisions by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. So this is what I do with man-made religion. You are caught in what's called, if you go to my website, and I love you both, that's why I'm taking my time with you. If you go to my website, you look up, we have hundreds of articles, audios, and videos. And by the way, I don't take anyone's money. I support myself, all right?
Cool.
We don't sell the things of God, all right? So we're very different than 99.999% of the ministries you're going to run into.
I agree.
I'm approachable. I'm teachable. I'll give an answer for every single thing that's on my website.
And would you consider him approachable?
I'm standing here talking to you on audio.
Honestly, I want to ask you, Kyle. Don't think about it. Just your first instinct. That's not...
Initially, no.
Okay. I agree, too.
Sure.
I honestly feel like the body of Christ is supposed to reach different people.
But I just determined the body of Christ is separated. Jesus said, what did Jesus say he came to bring? A big loving hug, kumbaya? Or what did he say he came to bring? How well do you guys know the word?
Yeah, I know.
What did he say he came to bring?
Separate family and all sorts of stuff. And yeah, I understand that.
What did he come to bring?
He also said to bring...
A sword. To separate.
He bring a lot of things. Bring, you know... To put against your brothers.
You keep pagan holidays, we reject those.
And stuff like that.
I started to show you. You guys, let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about the gospel. Before I lose you guys, let's talk about the gospel.
Well, hold on.
This man said the gospel was believe in Jesus and find a good church.
I disagree.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a chance to tell me what is the gospel path to eternal life. Per God's word and be detailed. If I was dying and I had 2 minutes, how do I find eternal life?
Trust in Jesus and repent.
Okay.
Believe in, admit you're a sinner, believe in his work, and call on his name.
Okay.
That's ABCs or believe he's real.
Okay.
And be sorry for the things that you've done.
Not only belief, but actual faith that he is real and that he died for our sins.
Okay. So believe in Jesus, fully risen. Fully man, fully God, shed his blood.
Resurrection, all that.
I agree. Then you said another word.
Repent.
What is repentance?
Feeling not bad for your sins and trying not to sin again.
Okay. Well, you're close. It does as repentance, the Greek word actually means turning from. So you turn your mind from your sin. What happens when you turn your mind from your sin?
Try to not do
your body.
It. Right.
You leave
I feel
sin.
Like that's nitpicky.
So it's not nitpicky. Not
turning
hold on,
from
Cody.
Your sins
no.
And turning
no. 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 You said hold on.
Semantics.
Hold on. You said feel sorry for. I have many people, including Baptists. So that's why I'm going
to
hold you to
try
it.
To not
sin. That yep. Try to not sin. It's not. I have many people that I deal with, including Baptists, that tell me, well, you feel bad about your sin, tell Jesus you feel bad about your sin and believe in him. The Bible doesn't say to feel bad about your sin. The Bible says repent means turn from your sin, go the other direction. So you get a lot of people that say, I feel bad that I'm a drunkard, but I'm still a drunkard. So that's not nitpicky. See, what you have to do, Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. You're living by Baptist mantra. You need to be living out of the Word of God. I hold this up because I use this as a Bible. Well, you kind of do. Because you're not quoting me scripture. You're quoting me Baptist mantras.
Turning away from sin and a change of mind is semantics.
No, it's not.
That is.
You just said feel bad. So
I feel bad about it, repenting,
yep.
And I'm turning away
okay.
from it.
Great. Okay.
Right? So
now we got a clear understanding of what repentance is. So we have faith.
That's what I said.
We have repentance. What's next? What else do I have to do to gain eternal life per God's word? You guys know God's word.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do I have to do?
You have faith and you admit you're a sinner. That's it. Repent.
You have faith.
Ask for forgiveness.
Ask for forgiveness and repent.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
So you're done. That's the gospel you proclaim to people. That's Gizmo's
that's
gospel.
No. You asked me how do we get eternal life.
Yeah. That's the gospel means good news. How you gain eternal life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And continue
the whole
that
gospel
salvation.
Is different than
for
just
salvation.
Being saved.
No, I asked, how do I find eternal life? How does a
exactly
man find eternal life?
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
You can't find
I,
it.
We don't have time for this because this is separation of the body.
Time
what
for this?
Body
really?
Are you part of?
The body of Christ. There's only one.
You're separating
there's
someone
only
who
one.
Came up here to stand up with you
no,
against the
because
car,
you're in sin.
You're
I can't stand with you. You're in sin. Your gospel is false. Let me give you the biblical gospel.
May God bless you.
Okay,
let me give you the... You're going to walk away.
We are because we don't...
That has the right.
Wow. You're going to be on audio on my website. You're going to be on my audio.
God bless us.
F-words. Do you see who you're hanging out with? I thought he was the spiritual one. You know what? I wrongly judge you. You're gay.
We are actually...
The Baptist... The Baptists receive gay people.
Who do you think you are?
The Baptists promote gay people.
No, no, no.
prideful.
You're not born again.
William Spillman, post this whole video.
You're not born again. You're on video now.
If you guys do not post the whole video, then you guys are just trying to get hits.
And I'm so glad that you guys are your wife out of it.
You guys
can't share the gospel either.
There is no unity with homosexuality and Baptist faith. The Baptist faith is sinful. The Baptist faith is pagan and carnal. Forget homosexuality. Don't even have to deal with that.
You're practicing homosexuality.
He just said
4 months ago.
He just said your partners.
We met as homosexuals. We're trying to do the right thing.
Okay, that's great. But do you want to follow Christ in spirit and truth, or do you want to follow it according to man-made religion?
This is why people.
Yeah, it makes me angry because you're
the spirit of God's not in you. You didn't get saved. You're a false convert. By the way, you don't get saved. What you do is you put your faith in Christ. You repent.
You
become born again.
God bless you.
Then you endure.
God bless you.
And then you have holiness and obedience.
May God bless you.
I hope you find true eternal life.
I hope that you do as well.
God bless you.
Repent.